Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside my co-host, Stephen Julian.
Hello, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. Happy award-winning show. Yeah, well done.
What is that on the table in front of you?
This is the award. You got an award. Business Radio X got an award for the Gwinnett Studio.
So now...
And there's an award on the wall.
Yeah, you always talked about the awards. Yes. Not that we weren't award-winning, but now we have the physical proof in the studio.
And I just, you know, I'm just glad you didn't pay more than $10 for the award. I'm so proud of you. You also were a good shopper.
The first awards that we've had that were not bought at Hobby Lobby. So we're excited about that. We're also excited about our guest today. We've got two great companies that we're going to feature in on today's show. From USA Payroll, Holly Willis and Lori Hagwood. And joining us from Toastmasters, we have Michelle Hanchy and Natanya Walker. We're going to start with USA Payroll and find out all about the good stuff going on with this company. Good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
Good morning. Good.
All right. Holly Willis and Lori Hagwood, USA Payroll. Lori, or Holly, just start us off with an overview of USA Payroll and what your company's all about.
Well, we've been around for over 25 years. We have our corporate office is located in Rochester, New York. We also have an office here in Atlanta and also in Orlando. We provide payroll services for mostly small to mid-sized companies, anywhere from about 1 to 200 employees. We provide payroll, tax preparation, direct deposit, e-verify, new hire reporting, and some human resource service to the company.
What is the most important thing that companies need to know when it comes to payroll?
The most important thing people need to know when they start a new business and they're thinking about payroll, first of all, get with a good CPA. A CPA is going to get you started off on the right foot. And in choosing a payroll company, you want to look at what types of services you're going to need. You know, the smaller, medium-sized businesses, like we handle anywhere from 1 to 200 employees, they're going to want something like their regular payroll services, tax preparation. They're going to want that personal service. They're going to want to have somebody that actually answers the phone and you don't go through an automated system when you call in. And that's what we provide to our clients.
Holly, I was going to ask this question. You know, Mike asked what should people be looking for in payroll, but USA Payroll has been around 25 years. What are some of the services? You know, I think when payroll first started, it was just do the payroll and tax prep, but there's a lot more that you guys can now do and kind of have to do. The good payroll companies have to do. What are some of those other services that businesses can be looking for that you guys can provide?
Yeah, some of the things that Lori touched on, you know, direct deposit is definitely one of those things. You know, most employees these days don't want to get a live check. They want it directly in their account and the next, you know, the day that they're expecting it. Also, you know, the financial side of it, you know, TPAs working with financial advisors. We don't advise, but we can definitely help with that as well. Kind of providing that full employee benefits services side of it, especially for, you know, the business owners who recognize and see that they have outstanding employees, want to make sure that they hold on to those employees. We can help them utilize those services to make that happen.
Holly and Lori, let me tell you something that's probably not a secret. There's other payroll companies out there. Probably a lot of payroll. I know, Stephen. Relax, Stephen.
I'm shocked.
Relax. What makes you guys different from the other payroll companies out there? What's the word? Differentiator?
Differentiator. Well done, Mike.
I would say that there's two major things that differentiate us from other payroll services that are out there. One is going to be personal service. Like I said before, when you call in our office, you get an actual live person who's going to talk to you.
And in that answer, and I know you're not going to say anything bad about any of your worthy competitors, but that's not the norm.
Correct.
What is the norm when someone's dealing with another payroll company?
The same as most large companies out there. When you call in, you get to go through and punch numbers until you finally get a live voice on the phone, which sometimes can take 15 to 20 minutes.
The maze of automated systems. And when they call USA Payroll, they get a live person. Do they get mostly the same live person? Do they get to work with a team of people or an individual for their needs?
Once you start on our service, you have your own contact that you will speak to every single time you do payroll.
But on top of that as well, if I can add there, you have your one person you talk to, you call them, you build a relationship with them. But then at the same time, if that person's on vacation, we all have access to the account. We can all immediately help. So just because, John Smith's not in the office doesn't mean that you're not going to get the best service out there.
But Mike used the word differentiator, and I'm going to confess, Mike, I have a little bit of experience in my day job around payroll. It's not what I do, but I've been around it. That is a huge deal.
Yes,
that is not the norm that people experience, especially with some other companies that will remain unnamed in this interview. And then on top of that, let me just now pile on and give you guys a chance to really stand out as well. When people deal with a payroll company, they might have had someone sell them a service. Holly, I believe you're on the sales side. What is different about you in the sales side when you're dealing with your clients and you're finding a new client? What is the biggest thing that's going to differentiate you after the sale?
Yeah, we meet with the client. We talk to them. We understand, what they want their business to be in 5 years, 10 years. Give us the kind of an understanding of where you want this to go, because that's going to best help us understand what services to even offer. Some payroll companies will, the salesperson will go in and there's pre-made packages. You have to go in a certain package. You don't really have a choice. It's just kind of A or B, which one do you prefer? We don't do that. We want to know, okay, where do you start right now? What does your budget kind of look like? And then we can start there. So most of the time, I'd say probably 99% of the time, our services are very budget friendly. A business owner can move on, from this particular check off their list and keep going.
So a potential face-to-face long-term relationship with someone in the area, as well as when you're calling into the home office and really need the number crunching, you're going to have a small team of people that you're working with that you get to know.
Well, exactly. That's a great point too, Stephen, is that, just because we're on the sales side doesn't mean that we lose the relationship. We stay involved the entire way through.
And that might happen with some other companies. But I didn't say that. Well, I did.
Lori mentioned earlier, just touched upon the size of the companies. Yeah, I think you said like small to medium. Are there specific size companies that you prefer to work with or kind of have your expertise in? Also, are there specific vertical markets that you like to work with?
We do have some clients that have over 2,000 employees, so it's certainly not something that we can't handle. We can. We just find that our niche market has really been anywhere from that 1 to 200 range.
Is that because those kind of businesses need more counseling? It sounds like you guys are beyond payroll. You're a little bit more counseling. Is that why that niche is so good for you guys?
I agree. Yeah. They require the personal attention.
And some of the 2,000 employee companies, they might need some counseling too. Mm-hmm. So it's really someone who's looking for extra layers of service without necessarily having to pay extra layers of costs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, our motto is we want to partner with your business so that you can focus on the reason you went into business for the first place.
Which was doing payroll. Oh, wait, that's not it.
That is Steve and Julian over on the other side of the table. We're talking with Holly Willis and Lori Hagwood with USA Payroll here on Gwinnett Business Radio. You guys, of course, do business in Gwinnett County, but your offices, or at least the office you guys work out of, is just down the road in Cumming, Georgia. Do you serve companies just in this area? Can you serve companies outside the state of Georgia?
We can. We can definitely help clients who have offices in other states, and we do cover the entire state as well.
And how easy is it for a company to get set up? Is this a long, drawn-out process, or is it pretty simple?
No, Lori, you can answer that too, but I would say we make it very simple and very easy, as well as very smooth transition too.
How about answer it this way? I'm a business owner. I contact you guys. I've got 25 employees. What's the process going to be? What walk me through first meeting to, okay, you're up and running, and now we're going to start the long-term relationship.
I would say we sit down and do a needs analysis. What is it that your company requires? And once we get past that stage, the actual setup process probably takes about 20 minutes.
I'm going to ask a little bit of a surprise question, but I'm fairly confident I'm very confident you guys are going to be able to answer this. That's dangerous. We talked about you talked about some of the other additional services, and we talked about how payroll has changed. One of the things I think that would probably be another differentiator is the other people around the table that a business owner needs to have to work with. You started off by saying start with a great CPA. I think it was funny that the very first piece of advice you gave to a new business owner, don't talk to us. You got to get a good CPA first and then get us in there. So let's talk about that table and how you guys work with the different people, the CPA, whether it's a 401k plan, the benefits. You talked about being involved in benefits. What's that relationship like? How do you guys build that? What are you looking for? What sets you guys apart as a payroll company in that term? I've made the longest question in the history of Earth. Go ahead and answer it.
I'm sorry. We're out of time. We'll go ahead and let you answer the question.
We do. We have a great network. You know, we make it a point to know great people like a CPA, like a banker, who have truly share our same values, which is having the client's best interest at heart. So we can make those introductions and those relationships if the client doesn't already have them. But we do work with people who are already established. So if we come to the table and you already have a great CPA, that's wonderful. We'll work with them and make it easy.
Stephen, a little piece of advice. It's not good when the question is longer than the answer.
All right.
Well, before we let you go, I want to give you one last opportunity for that business owner, that business leader listening to the show right now, and they're on the fence. Should I hire a payroll company or should I continue to do it in-house? What would you say to them? And I'll let either one of you talk about that.
Well, I think it's always a great idea to go with a payroll company because, I guess I use the metaphor, you wouldn't go to court without an attorney. Why would you go to the IRS or the state departments without a payroll company? Because the payroll company will definitely take over the liability associated with that, take the peace of mind, give you the opportunity to know that everything's going to be handled correctly. So, and people always say it's more expensive to go with a payroll company. That's not necessarily the case either. So it's always worth a free conversation with either Lori or I to know what that looks like.
And I'm going to add an add-on question. I'm going to do it quickly. So the business owner says, okay, I definitely should talk to a payroll company. What are some good questions they should ask different payroll companies that they're talking to? What should the business owner be at? What do you want them to be asking to allow you guys to show, no, let us show you how much better we are than our competition?
Have an idea of what you need. Ask the other payroll companies, what types of services can you provide me? What's going to happen after I sign the deal? Are you still going to be a person that I can contact?
For those that want to find out more, want to talk to you guys about USA Payroll, where can they get the best information? Any contact information you want to share, have at it.
Go ahead.
I would say our best contact information is on our website, okay. www.usapayroll.com.
Most definitely.
And let's make sure we're clear. It's USA Payroll.
But also, I think it's fair to say also, Holly, if you want to give any of your personal contact information, being Gwinnett Business Radio show and being here locally in the metro area, how would they contact you directly?
Yeah, you can contact me on my cell phone directly, which is 678-920-8631. The best number to call me on.
So the listeners outside the state of Georgia, definitely go to the website. The listeners inside the state of Georgia, call Holly or go to the website. See? Give them multiple choices, Mike.
Holly Willis, Lori Hagewood with USA Payroll. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
All right.
Mike, last thing I will say about payroll. Well, it probably won't be the last thing I ever say about payroll, but it is nice to have people who love doing payroll because I know you don't love doing payroll.
No.
That's a fair statement, correct?
No, I think a lot of folks want to talk to Holly and Lori.
That's right. But when you talk about love, I do think you love Subaru.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you love me.
Well, no, I wasn't going to risk that.
It's mutual, though.
But love is what makes a Subaru. You knew that, right?
Yes.
Because we are in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. Mike, you or anybody listening can get big savings and enjoy their hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. They can visit SubaruofGwinnett.com. They can join the family today. They can come in to the Subaru of Gwinnett lot and see the difference and meet the different people. We've met some of them. We've talked to them. We know that they are fantastic and they do a great job. But maybe, Mike, someone is listening and they're already a Subaruist. I'm not. I'm a Subaru lover, but not a Subaruist. Then they can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
You know, Subaru of Gwinnett's getting their money's worth with this program.
That's absolutely.
You take a 30-second read, you make it a minute and a half.
Well, that was 45 seconds. Back off, big guy.
All right. I'm in a good mood because we're an award-winning show. So, you know, I'll let...
And I'm fast changing that, so we better move on to the next interview.
Our next organization that we want to feature and highlight today here on the show is called Toastmasters International. A lot of folks probably have heard of the organization, but have no idea what it's all about. Today, on this show only, you're going to find out, because we're joined by Michelle Hanchey and Natanya Walker. And I say good morning to you as well, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Let's talk about, well, first of all, explain your positions with Toastmasters International, and then what is the organization? What do you guys do?
I'll let the big dog go first.
I don't know about that, but I'm Natanya Walker, and my role this year is Club Growth Director for District 44. As many of you know, and for those who don't, Toastmasters International is a worldwide organization that helps individuals improve their communication and leadership skills. Within Toastmasters, we're divided into regions and districts. So Michelle and I have the privilege of working with our District 44 team, which is part of the state of Georgia.
Michelle, what do you do?
She's being shy. There are over 5,000 Toastmasters in our district. We are not little. Toastmasters International is not little. We have over 335,000 members in 135 countries. We are a big organization that really focuses on helping people with their communication and leadership skill. I have been elected, and I have six area directors under me, and each one of them have 4 to 5 clubs with approximately 20 members in each club. Therefore, I am personally responsible to Natanya for 500 Toastmasters, getting the communication and leadership skills when they join Toastmasters.
So you're the big poopah here in the studio.
Oh, no. She's the poopah. I'm the worker bee.
We have the top dog. We have the chief poopah. What else do we have? I mean, who else is there?
There is no one else
but
right. You.
Oh, well, I'm just the person asking too long of questions.
Those people not familiar with the organization, you mentioned, you know, social skills, communications, and things like that. Are you a networking group? Are you coaches? Kind of exactly what is it that you're helping the members do?
When you walk into a meeting, you're greeted by fellow Toastmasters. We help one another. We're nonprofit. Nonprofit. So what we do is we help one another enhance not only our communication skills by speaking every week, but also our leadership skills by handling different roles in the meeting. You would be surprised. I'm in a club where 80% of the people, English is a second language. And to watch their confidence grow, to see them move up in business. In fact, one of our club members was named the Chief Financial Officer of the Year with Business Atlanta, and companies that have $700,000 in business or more. It's a great organization. His skills have just blossomed. We are so proud of Nick. And that's the kind of place you go where there's 20 people. It's a safe environment where you can walk in and gain the confidence to be able to speak, communicate, and also lead in our communities.
So these are people from all walks of life with all different industries, all different occupations.
That's correct. That's correct. I brought some of our stats just in case you're interested. Over 39% have a Bachelor of Arts. 52% of us are female. And the average income, over half of the earners earn $75,000 or more. And that's worldwide. We're not talking about right here in the United States.
I was wondering if one of you could talk a little bit, because Toastmasters as an organization has been around a while. Talk a little bit about how it started and how long it's been around and what's kind of brought you to where it is today with those stats in that many countries.
Very good. Thank you. Back in 1924, as a matter of fact, roughly 90 years, we were celebrating our 90th anniversary. A fellow by the name of Ralph Smedley had this wonderful idea to help individuals at a YMCA to improve their speaking skills. So we gathered a few people around and they started week over week standing in front of one another, helping one another by delivering messages and evaluating. Well, this concept grew over the years and it spread throughout the United States. As a matter of fact, it wasn't that many years ago when women began to get involved in Toastmasters. And I think we all just heard the stats, 52%.
Michelle doing a happy dance
over
there.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, those are our humble beginnings in terms of Toastmasters. But today we are not only based in the United States, but a lot of our Asian counterparts are growing phenomenally. Now you say, well, what does that matter? Well, it gives each of us an opportunity or a place to go to visit others and expand our exposure as it relates to global exchange. Wherever we visit, we can stop by those individuals and come to the States. So it has grown into a fantastic organization for us all.
And I want to say, by the way, you're both wonderful speakers right now. So I'm assuming this is part of the Toastmasters learning that you've gotten, because maybe, you know, a year or 2 years ago before you joined the organization or whenever before, you'd be like, okay. But you both speak very well. I'm assuming that is credit Toastmasters International.
A lot of the speaking abilities. In fact, one of the books I gave Natanya is Talking on the Radio. And we have a workbook that we work out of. Yes, for from PowerPoints to webinars, whatever your business you do with business, you can translate that from Toastmasters into business.
Well, I think the fascinating thing when you think about the history is in a culture that has become more and more broad and trying to teach everything, Toastmasters has stuck with two main things, communication and leadership.
Well, they go pretty much in hand, Stephen, if you think about it.
Absolutely.
If somebody's a great communicator, but they don't have those leadership skills, people say, oh, let's move them up in a position that they're not ready for. Or somebody can be a wonderful leader, but they just aren't doing a good job communicating.
Well, and I think, Michelle, you talked about when someone comes to Toastmasters, what's going to happen at the very beginning. Can you guys unpack, are most Toastmasters meetings exactly the same? Do they run the same format? Talk a little bit about the different types of formats, or what would I expect if I walked into a Toastmasters here in Gwinnett County?
Very good. Well, let's talk about the way it works, because most people are accustomed to having a facilitator. So they join an organization to improve their communication or leadership skills, looking for someone to tell them what to do or to instruct them. It's a little bit different in our organization in that we find individuals with like minds who want to meet together. Some of them are already established, and we start new charters where 20 people or so get together and they want to start. They identify a meeting location. They decide how often they will meet, which is typically once a week. They all show up and take turns delivering speeches, listening to one another, providing evaluations, timing those individuals to ensure that they're not going over or under time. Also, they're giving feedback. All of these skills that they're learning in a typical meeting are transferable, whether it's leading a community organization, on the job, even in your family from time to time.
Oh, yes, my husband evaluation. Darling, you did a good job in trying to clean up the kitchen. Oops, that's not quite right. But I think the thing you were asking is, yes, the format is the same. The culture is different from group to group. Some are very competitive. Others are very laid back. It just depends. We have corporate clubs and all of the Fortune 500 clubs. We have Fortune 500 companies have a club here in Georgia. So we're very blessed to have expanded greatly in Toastmasters here.
We're talking with Michelle Hanchey and Natanya Walker with Toastmasters International. I want to ask each of you, and we'll start with you, Michelle, why did you join and how has it made a difference in your life?
I'm a CEO of an international corporation, multimillion dollar corporation.
Wow, she really is a big poopah.
A poopah something.
Yes, she is.
However, 6 years ago, my company was 3 years old, and we were slogging through this, they call it recession. To us, it was depression. And I'm trying to pull this company into success. I didn't realize how much whining I was hearing from everybody. I was hearing it from our investors. I was hearing it from my employees. I was hearing it from my family. And I said, we need a positive change. You need communication and leadership skills, and I won't ask you to do anything that I'm not willing to do. And I walked into that Toastmaster.
I want to work for her right now. She's got to be fired up.
I walked into that Toastmaster meeting, and they introduced me, and they clapped. And then they asked me a question, and I stood up to answer, and they clapped, and I finished it, and they clapped. Then after the meeting, they asked my opinion about the meeting, and they clapped some more. And they gave me a little ribbon that said, "You did a great job answering the question." I drove out of the parking lot and into an empty one. And tears literally came to my eyes, because that was the first positive feedback I had gotten in years. I was hooked.
It's like a drug.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And not only have I improved my leadership skills, because leading a business is so different from leading a nonprofit. Getting people who aren't paid to do things you want them to do is a real skill set. And that's my story. That's my Toastmaster story.
Yeah, mine is slightly different. I remember sitting at my desk as a secretary, believing that I could do more, have more, and be more. But I didn't know how. And I happened up on Toastmasters International, very similar to Michelle, walked into a meeting, was well-received. I really got into the program. The 10 projects that were presented before me, from vocal variety to organizing your speech and the likes, really helped me. As a result, about 6-8 months later, I was offered a job as office manager at a Big Four accounting firm. Soon later, you know, a couple of years later, I became a trainer and facilitator for the same organization. Now I'm traveling the country. I've become an entrepreneur, chief of staff, and the likes. And I really bring it back to Toastmasters. When I peel the onion back, it's the skills, both leadership and communication, that I learned that helped me advance my career.
I think communication and leadership lead to so many other things.
Yes.
That, I mean, that's, and again, I go back to, it is just fascinating and amazing that an organization has kept their focus on the main thing.
You haven't asked us how much this is.
Okay. Well, Michelle, I have a question. I have to take a minute and a half to ask this question.
Hey, Michelle, how much is it?
How much is it?
I just
the international dues are $36 every 6 months. And clubs charge sometimes.
Wait,
I think I'm misheard. Hold on. Unpack that. International?
International dues are $36 every 6 months.
What are national dues?
Domestic dues are about $5,000.
No. Pardon me?
What are domestic dues?
The club members decide that.
Ah.
Now, my club, we charge, and we're an expensive club. We're in Johns Creek. We charge $60 every 6 months, $120 a year. That's less than $2.50 a meeting.
How dare you guys ask for so much money?
You get so much in Toastmasters, and the more you give into it, the more you get from it. And it's just not fiduciary that you pay for it, but it's all the other things that you get as an result.
Got to make a decision. 5 cups of coffee from Starbucks, or do I join Toastmasters for the year?
Right.
Because the coffee will give you that buzz for a little while. Toastmasters gives you that buzz the rest of your life.
The other thing.
You can use that catchphrase if you'd like, by the way.
Thank you.
Wow. And the other thing I would add, and I think I'm very comfortable saying this, if you ask anyone who has gone through Toastmasters, they have nothing but great things to say. If you go out and network and meet business owners, and you mention Toastmasters and they've gone through it, it's people helping people. It's a community group.
That's it.
It's a peer group. And you get out of it what you put in. And Toastmasters challenges you to put in a lot. And then you get out a lot more than you put in.
That's right.
Men, women, people of all ages, all occupations, everyone's welcome.
It's 18 to join the adult group. And then we've started, Vicki Nethling, who's one of our chief people in Toastmasters, has started a youth program for young people in middle school. And that is expanding rapidly throughout our district.
And for those people that are thinking, I'm just too shy, I'm too quiet, I could never do it, at least worth a conversation, at least coming to a meeting, they should at least find out more.
Everybody who comes through that door, except me, is shy. And they have one thing in common. They want to improve themselves. And if you have that burning desire, you know you can be more, you know you can do more, but something is holding you back, Toastmasters, walk through that door. It'll be worth your while.
All right. For those that are listening and they love what they're hearing and they, oh my gosh, it's maybe practically, it doesn't cost much or nothing.
They've been waiting 10 minutes for the information. Get to it.
How can they find out? Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, if you're listening to the podcast right now, you can just fast forward the little knob and get right to it. How can they find out more? How can they join? Where do they go?
Well, I invite them to go to Toastmasters.org. There's a place there where they can simply click to find a club close to them, be it their job or their home. Again, that's Toastmasters.org.
Yeah, we find that if you do a Toastmasters club that's close to your home or your work, you're more inclined to go on a very regular basis than if you're having to travel all over Atlanta.
And there's a good chance there's a club nearby, near
there
wherever
is.
You live or work.
Yes, that's with 100 and how many now, Natanya?
In our district?
In our district.
We have 211 clubs and another 130 on the other side of the state. I'd also like to mention whether you're a member wanting to join a club or an organization who'd like to start a club, please reach out to us at Toastmasters.org. Just let us know where you're located and certainly a representative will be there to help you get started.
So we would even start one here at the radio station. If you had 20 people that were interested, we could start a club right here.
I've
or
got
how
app-
about with our friends
well, we've
over here?
We've got two on this side of the table, right. And we could ask the two on this side, and then we got three running the show.
We're halfway there almost.
That's right.
All right. Well, we'll have a conversation. I want to talk some more with Michelle anyway. Michelle Hanchy, Natanya Walk with Toastmasters International. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Along with communication, Mike, another way to communicate is through your imaging. And SpeedPro Imaging in Marietta helps businesses stand out by providing high-quality large graphics. If you can imagine it, they can make it. Whether it's a vehicle wrap, trade show displays, banners, event graphics, wall graphics, or more, SpeedPro Imaging Marietta is the place for you. Visit SpeedProMarietta.com.
Thank you, Stephen. A quick reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, 24/7, day or night, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. You can also download this show on iTunes. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. It's at Gwinnett Radio X. Like us on Facebook at Gwinnett Radio X as well. For Stephen, Julian.
Mike, to all the Toastmasters members and former Toastmasters members, I'm going to throw out a little inside joke. I'm going to go back, listen to the podcast, and count my ums.
Okay. I can edit them out if you'd like.
I don't think I had any, because I knew who was on the show.
Oh, very good work. Wait.
It's an inside joke.
What are you saying there, Natanya?
I count it too, Stephen.
Oh, man.
Ha, 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 ha.
But I didn't count any for them. So.
All right. For Trey Odom as well, we appreciate you joining us here in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. I'm Mike Salmon, and we will see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.